Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are now tuned in to the Let's Talk Truth broadcast. This is Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m., and this is January 7th, 2014. And it is such an honor to be able to come to you for this new year. This is the first show of our new year, and we are just excited to be here this time as we were on our last show in 2013. As I say at the top of every show, we have these shows, and this is called a Let's Talk Truth show, and we try to make these thought-provoking shows, or we like to talk about subjects that a lot of us don't like to address, and if we do, we never get down and really tell the truth about what goes on inside of us as we develop throughout these different segments. Today, we're going to talk about keeping the fire burning through 2014. Now, I hate to disillusion you because most of the people, when you say keep the fire burning through something, we always think of an intimate thing, male and female, husband and wife. We always, you know, keep those home fires burning and whatever. What we're going to talk about tonight is still an intimate part of our lives because we're talking about that excitement that we had burning throughout our hearts at the end. Those plans and goals that we set are definitely intimate goals. So it does kick off a personal aspect of our day-to-day living. Now, the new year is here. We have embraced the beginning of it, the first of it. How do we keep that excitement burning? In reference to the plans and goals that we set for 2014. How do we keep that excitement burning? And is it necessary to nurture those fires in order for us to be successful? So based on that, Let's Talk Truth, we're going to share some of the possibilities when we're talking about keeping the fire burning through 2014. I want to say that I thank God for everyone that has been connected with our show, that we're still kicking it for 2014, starting out the new year. And hopefully we will be able to bring on some new people, new guests to share different things that's going to influence our lives, or influence our train of thought, or provoke thoughts in our minds that maybe make us think about things that we would not necessarily think about, or in different ways that we would not necessarily think about. But we're just here to have a good time and to share in everything. We have here two of our guests that are already here in the studio, and that's Courtney and Dejan. And both of these men are young men of God, and I want to say that I appreciate them very much being here. And I want to share something about Dejan before we get going. I don't know if he made a New Year's resolution that he was going to be a blessing to others more than he was in 2013. But I want everybody to know he invited me to his house last night, and he had prepared dinner, and it was off the chain. It was so good. I'd never eaten any of his cooking, but he cooked everything from scratch, and it was seasoned superbly. And for him to be a young man, and all I can say is, all of you young women, I believe he's somewhere 23, 24 years old. So all of you young women, you're missing out on a treat. Number one, he's a man of God. Number two, he has a good job. He works. He takes care of himself. And number three, he's a good cook. Well, at least what he fixed, what he prepared last night was absolutely excellent. So, you know, those of you out there, y'all just going to slip and sleep until somebody snatches him up. So I just want to put that out there. And we're here. Courtney is here. Now, Courtney is a powerful young man of God. He teaches his Sunday school class, and, well, he's actually the head of the Sunday school department at his church. But, young ladies, he has a good job, but guess what else he has? He has a beautiful wife, and he has a darling little girl. So we have to say he's off limits in that respect, but he's a very kind, loving husband and a very kind, loving father. And so we just thank him for being here. So I'm sure they're going to offer a lot talking about keeping the fire burning in 2014. So if you listen to everything that's said and done, talking about the fire and the excitement, you young men, what your goals that you said you were excited about them? Everybody, we call it New Year's resolutions. Well, in going into the end of 2014, we just decided we're not going to lie and say New Year's resolution, but we're just going to set some different goals, some positive goals that's going to take us through 2014. So are you guys still excited today, being 7 days into the new year, as you were the last time we had the show, or the last time you made that declaration that you were going to do something different for 2014? Are y'all still the same excited about the goals you made, or did you guys make any goals?
Yeah, I made some goals. I'm still pretty excited about it. You know, this being not the month is not out, but I, you know, so the excitement is still fresh. But I think it's going to be that way simply because I just made up in my mind to do certain things in certain ways, and I've been doing it that way, and it's been working. I mean, I plan on doing, you know, might do a, you know, career change or something like that in 2014. But overall, my plans are going into effect. For instance, you know, my job now, my boss, he teases with me and my the other lead in the company, and he wants us. He was like, well, you know, won't y'all come with me and do, let's try to lose 10 pounds for January. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and this is one thing everybody says, that it's hard to lose weight. And I was like, so what do we have to do? He's like, well, no sweets and no soda. And, you know, it was hard for me because over the Christmas holiday, my sister made my favorite pie, just pie, but I can't eat it. So, and I can't drink soda, so all I drink is water or tea or coffee. And I've been doing good. I've lost 4 pounds so far. And, I mean, it's hard because that's what you like. But after a while, if you don't get it, then the taste goes away. But I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know?
Well, that's good. So that's one of your goals. However, I have kind of that same goal to lose weight, but guess what? I ate something sweet, Well, I really don't drink soda, period. But I do, excuse me, I do, you know, I have eaten something sweet. But it's easier for men to lose weight than for women to lose weight. It's our metabolism, our makeup, something about our bodies. I promise you, we can do the same thing, and we cannot lose the weight you men can lose. Now, am I correct?
It's a lot of times the woman, y'all don't like
breakfast. I eat breakfast every morning.
And move around.
And I move around every morning.
Oh.
Yes, I do. I walk through my office every day and go back and forth to my computer and to the, oh. Now, you know, actually, you guys, you really going to think horrible of me, but I belong to a gym or an exercise facility, and I do not go. How horrible is that? But I never made the resolution that I was going to go.
That's our topic today, though. Having the fire for something, but letting the fire go.
Well, I never had the fire. I mean, it was just kind of on paper.
You had the embers.
Yes.
You didn't have the ashes.
No, nothing, wow. Nobody fanned that fire for me.
You had the smoke.
Dijon, what about you starting out? Have you started these 7 days doing something different?
I wouldn't say different. I would say that I'm continuing on my path to righteousness and becoming a better person.
Trying to become a better person. That is so awesome.
You know, the year 2013, I made that change to become a better person, and it's been working so far. God has been in my corner, blessing me throughout, helping me with my struggle, and I just want to continue doing the same thing.
All right. That is awesome. Awesome. So what do you think? Let's just set aside our personal goals and our personal attacks. When we make set goals or resolutions or a declaration for a new year or for a new period in our lives or a pivotal point in your life when you want to do something different, what do you think the motivation is, the number one motivation for people to make certain declarations in their lives and that fire that burns when they make that declaration? How easy is it for them to give up on it?
Well, you asked quite a lot of questions in the thing. So I'm going to go to your first question about people, what's the motive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that, in my opinion, you know, well, my opinion is not really worth nothing because I can't
afford. Of course.
But, typically, resolutions and things are made because of people that's around them.
So you're saying influence.
Influence makes
okay.
The fire stir up. I can look at a guy and he walks down the street. You know, he has his fitted tee on, you know, his Under Armour tee on with his hiking boots and his tactical ball cap. And I'm like, man, he's like an operator or whatever. You know, he's all
mm-hmm.
jacked up and everything. Well, that's going to make me say, well, in 2014, I'm going to be jacked up and looking like an operator, you know. So I go out and go buy $2,000 worth of gym equipment, and, you know, I'm all pumped up and ready to get ripped. You know, I'm all about ripped. I go buy all the Muscle Mag magazines. You know, I'm looking at Special Forces weightlifting.com or something like that. I'm looking to see what kind of Marine tat I can get put on my arm, you know, with a Sharpie, you know, because I don't have a tat. I'm looking at all this kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And, you know, I'm looking at the women, look at him, and their eyes are like, golly, he must have been in like 5 deployments in Iraq, Afghanistan, and he must have, you know, he's the walking legend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I want to be like that cat.
So that fire and excitement starts to burn in
you. So he starts that, I'm looking, and that's the wood that's going into my wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then to top it off, when your own lady look at him and he's like, dang, then that's the kerosene. And then when you just look at your gun and it's a little poking out, that's the ignited. So now you get fire, you know, that fire ignites.
Uh-huh.
And it gets hot. So then that first good day or two of that month, that's all you doing. You drinking creatine and all this good stuff, and then you start working out, and then you keep drinking the creatine and not working out. Things go downhill. Then you get way bigger than what you are, and then your woman finally leaves you because you look like a fat slob.
In other words, you're saying, so a lot of times, if I'm getting you right, a lot of times your desire of that fire is ignited not based on what you want, but what someone else has.
Yes, you're, in essence, we are coveting someone else.
Okay.
We're envious of someone else or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, that's one influence that makes our, you know, that our resolutions or things that we say for the new year kick off or whatever. And that's what puts the fire in there. Oh, my God. Yes, I got to look at, you know, so just take for instance. If we walk into a store and LeBron James or Vernon Davis come in and we're not nowhere near cut, we're going to look at them just like, God, dog it. Even, you know, like, dang. We're going to look at Vernon Davis and be like, ain't no fat on this dude. You know, this dude is big.
Well, can you say that maybe he's been photoshopped?
No. No, you can't Photoshop in real life. I mean, because if we could Photoshop in real life, I think that everybody would look like the dudes off of 300. I know I would. I would make sure that I would have an 8-pack.
Uh-huh.
You know, not the little mini keg. I don't want the little mini Heineken keg. Yeah, 8-pack.
Now, let me say something, and I know that you out there listening, y'all gonna call me a liar. But I've never wanted to change myself because I saw someone else look different. Now I have wanted to change myself because I saw someone's career go a different path and that they were making a lot of money.
But that's the same thing.
But I've never wanted to change my appearance based on what someone else looked like.
Thing. We're basing off of someone else. That allows our fire to die out quick. Now, if you are doing it for yourself,
yes,
then I think the fire, you know how when people say they go, I'm going to relate it to working out. You know how when people say they want to work out and then they don't work out because I need somebody to work out. It's not a fire in them, you know, but you can tell when people really want to do it, they don't care if nobody's there. They're going to do it. You know? And that fire stays there that way when you're doing it for you. You're not looking at no one else. You know, if you say, we can look at doctors, you know, they make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at lawyers. They make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can look at certain engineers. They make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like aerospace engineers, you know, they make in the millions and all this kind of stuff. And it's not wrong trying to pattern, you know, say, okay, I'm going to this school. That's not nothing wrong. But when you set your whole goals for that, then that fire will not pass. Because you're looking, that's not even the career path you need to go in. You might just need to be a trash truck man.
Yeah. Now, see, right there is where I admire. Being a female, I admire strong women, but I don't admire women that are too strong. So I'm never pulled, and what I mean by too strong, women are by nature too controlling. They want to control everything. And I just think that women that do that are really undisciplined. Now, I admire a woman who can set a goal, reach that goal, and excel in it. When it comes to the way I look, I like to be unique in my own self. Now, of course, yes, I need to lose a few pounds. I've never been a big person. I'm heavier now than I've ever been. That makes me uncomfortable. My desire to lose weight is not based on the fact that Beyonce is skinny. You know, when I want to dress, I'm a shoe person. I love shoes. I will buy an expensive pair of shoes and wear a cheap dress. I'm not superficial. I'm not materialistic. I don't care about Manolo Blahniks. I don't care about Jimmy Choo's. I don't care about that. I can wear some no-name shoes as long as they look good on my feet. So when I set goals or when I'm excited about something, it's something that's going to make me feel good about myself, not what I saw somebody else. Because I can't look like somebody else, you know, looking their body.
Yeah, I can't, you know, I might, just like you said, I might say, man, LeBron is cut, but LeBron is almost 7 feet, you know, if he ain't.
Yeah.
And
because
I'm 5'10", so I'm never going to, and I'm grown, so I'm never going to grow.
You're 5'10"? I thought you were almost
7 feet, you know, and I'm never going to be in basketball. So I don't pattern myself after him.
Mm-hmm.
I admire him like, yeah, okay, yeah, he's good for it. And that's what we should do. I mean, our fires go out, too, because we are doing things that we're not built to do. Like, for instance, my kind of job I'm doing now is all right, but I know I'm not built for that. I sidetracked myself when I was younger to what I should have been doing, and
now,
it shouldn't have been what I'm doing now. But I'm going to remedy that.
Remedy. You're going to change it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, thank you, Mr. Motivator, showed up in the studio today. Thank you for coming by. I know you've been on a very hectic schedule, so I thank you for being here. Louise, I thank you for being here, too.
Thank you.
And we're talking about today keeping the fire burning through 2014. Keeping the fire burning through 2014. Okay? Now, at the end of 2013, on my last show, people made all sort of goals and, oh, coming up the new year, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. So we're talking about today, do we still have that fire that we had, our goals? Man, I'm just ready. I'm ready for 2014 to hit. If God blesses me to be here on January 1st, man, I'm going to knock it out of the park. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And we're talking about, are we still in, you know, that excited? You know, that's a fire that's burning. I know, Mr. Motivator, is talking about keeping the fire burning through 2014. Y'all thought we were going to really be intimate. And, you know, keeping the home fires burning. Well, we're intimate, but not those kind of fires. We're talking about, you know, your declarations, your resolutions, the things that, the promises you've made to yourself for 2014. Are we still excited? We're 7 days into 2014. Are we still excited about the things that we made for ourselves? What about you, Mr. Motivator? You still excited?
I'm still excited, and you know, we got to, DeJean here in the studio tonight, and I am excited. I did not know that he was such a, thank you. I didn't know that he was such an amazing chef.
Oh, I told
and
him already.
That young man to
create they invited
that,
us over.
That
mm-hmm.
that special meal when you all invited us over, and Dijon showed me his expertise in the area of cooking, and I saw his special abilities and talents really kick in. I think when you discover yourself, that keeps the fire burning. Courtney said a few minutes ago, when you discover who you are and what you have that makes you unique from everybody else, when you discover what sets you apart, when you discover discover the real you, that starts a fire like nothing else. And I'm excited for Dijon because he has an amazing talent to be able to take some special, ordinary foods and blend different flavors and just change the whole course of the meal. That's, I would love to be able to do that, but of course, that's not my gift.
Yes.
And I can't do that.
Food. It's a beautiful food.
No, I told her. Listen, at the beginning of the show, I was introducing Dijon being here in the studio,
yeah.
And I was talking about how amazing it was. I said, I'd never eaten any of his food. I said, but he invited us all over last night, and he had fixed a wonderful dish.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that all of you young ladies can hang around out there. This is a single man. He has a job. He's a man of God. He cooks good. I said, now y'all can hang around out there all you want to. Until he gets somebody snatches him up, it will be your loss. But I just wanted everybody to know. And listen, we're here. Shannon finally made it in the studio. Hi, Shannon.
Hi,
glad
how are you?
Came back to came by.
Yes,
share in the show with us. And we're
busy. A lot of consultating I was doing, so I was so happy to come by and say hello to everyone out there.
Well, that is so wonderful. We're talking about keeping the fire burning through 2014. And I'm going to ask you, Shannon, I pose this question to everyone who stopped by, and I'm going to ask them that same excitement at the end of 2013 that was burning in you that you made such declarations. Are you still excited about that 7 days into the new year?
Well, let me just start by saying I didn't make any exciting declarations for 2014.
You didn't?
Let me tell you my approach to 2014. My approach was that more of a not melancholy, that would be the correct word, but like just a stern, astute view on things.
Okay.
Sticking to my guns. It's easy to quit on things that you want to change. It's easy to say, I'm going to do it in the last maybe 3 or 4 days. You know, like when someone dies, and after the funeral, everyone, oh, we all need to get together. It lasts for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back to the same old routine.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided that the same old routine is not working for me.
Okay.
So whatever, I'm not going to just be exuberant and tell everyone, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
And let that speak for itself.
Okay.
So I guess, in essence, the way my fire is burning,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an indoor fireplace.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not one that's warm the neighborhood. It's supposed to warm me and then let me show on the outside. And then when you touch me, you see I'm hot. Hey, hey. But, yeah, so that's my approach.
Okay. Well, that is wonderful. Let me ask you this. Now, we're talking about fires burning and within being excited. I mean, that's exciting. Are those fires, do you need to nurture that desire, that fire and desire in you?
You have to.
We're
creatures of habit. Like something that became something that you've been doing over time, it becomes easy for you to do because you've done it. Like your first heart surgery, you're probably nervous. But after you've done about 20, you know, I've done this before. Let me go out here and fuck around. I know what this means. I know what this is. That's
mm-hmm.
with anything. When you get ready to make a change or do something different than what you've already done,
mm-hmm.
you do have to continue to keep a focus or, you know, keep adding wood to the chips that's already in there because if not, the fire's going to go out. You have to keep adding to that. You have to keep little phrases about to keep you focused on whatever your change is going to be or whatever it takes for you.
Let me just throw this in here, and you guys tell me how it adds up. For the past month, in I'd say from November of 2013 forward, I've been talking and ministering to people about being purpose-driven. And I know, what's the man that wrote the book, Purpose-Driven?
Rick Warren.
Okay, Rick Warren. He wrote a book about purpose-driven. Well, God had clued him in, I guess, long before me. But now, coming to the end of last year, it seemed like it was just imperative for us to be purpose-driven. There's a reason for us to do whatever we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, what if our declarations, our resolutions, our goals have nothing to do with our purpose?
Then they're going to fail all the way. I mean,
because it seems like to me,
it depends on what the goal is. If it's something that's superficial or something that really has no substance about life, it's going to fail anyway.
But
if it's something for the betterment of the person in order to achieve the purpose, for example, if your purpose is to go and minister and you weigh 900 pounds, it's going to be hard. They're going to make a hub around that bead. You can't get around and say, I'm going to just ride my hub around through the neighborhood and reach out to those. Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, my goal is to lose 200 of these 900 pounds, that way I can walk and let people know, look, I used to weigh 900 pounds. Look, let me go and minister to these people. Then, yes, that's something that can help.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying, I'm going to make it my goal in 2014, I'm going to decide that anytime someone says something stupid, I'm going to look at them and say, that was stupid. Of course, and that's not going to be, that's not going to work out, because if your purpose is to do something else or to drop people, that's in essence pushing them away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, some of the things, it depends on what your goal is.
Okay.
If it's something that will aid in the completion of your purpose, then of course, you know, God will give the increase. You know, put a little water on that plant, it'll grow. But if it's something, you know, superficial or stupid, then of course, that season's going to die like you planned in the winter.
Yeah. Because I know DeJean was saying that he made some declarations. He said he wanted to walk more in righteousness. He said, I want to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've been working on that. And he said, that's my goal. I want to be a better person. He said, I want to be a godly person. And that was his goal. So you can't go wrong making that declaration.
No, you can't.
You can't. You just can't possibly go wrong. But we find people who are very superficial. You know, I want to be on a reality show. It's going to cause, you know, was something stupid, you know. I want to be on TV, and I mean, I just don't want to be riding in a police car when I'm on TV. You know, you could be on TV like on Cops, you know, and not necessarily, you could be the bad guy.
Evidently.
So, listen, it's just a lot of things we can do in that respect as far as keeping our fires burning. And I think that we have to be walking in our purpose or heading toward our purpose.
There's some things that we need to do too as well. You know, quit surrounding yourself with people who are naysayers about your purpose and learn to shut up. You can't tell everybody everything, because that's like saying, oh, I have a really bad attitude, so I'm going to promise not to snap. Well, I mean, we're human. We're in the flesh. Somebody's going to say something to make you snap.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person will be right there to say, ooh, you know, you said you was going to change, but see, you snap.
Yeah. Some people, yeah, we have people out there.
But you have to surround yourself with people who will uplift the thing that you're trying to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You cannot, it is difficult to fight against a bunch of people who are pushing against you. It's like, you know, playing tug of war. It's just you and then 30 people on the other end of the rope. It's not going to work. They're going to drag you into the mud. You're going to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to surround yourself with positive people, number one, learn to tell your business to.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever changes you want to make, let that be between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep it at that. Write it in a journal if you feel like you got to tell somebody. You don't tell everybody everything, because when you do, you leave room for those people who you think are your friends, who you think, because, you know, think perception is your perception is your reality. You may perceive one thing that is totally not true.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you can't just go around telling everybody about what changes you're trying to make or whatever it is. You just strive every day for that goal. And then when you reach that finish line, then you can turn around and say, you know what? At the beginning of 2014, I said I was going to do this, and I did it. I completed it. You know, I ran that marathon. I said I was going to, you know, run. I didn't win,
but I
was in the top 10. You know, they didn't have to wait till the next day, and the street sweepers came through, and I'm still running. And it's 2016, and I'm still smiling. Oh, mom, with that finish line, they done redecorate the finish line, gone, they done build high rise. We got to go around other buildings.
But
I don't want nothing like that.
But then, listen, if they do all that, build high rise, and you still stay true to your goals, isn't that still an accomplishment?
That's it, to set realistic goals.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, the goal of the children of Israel was to go to the land of milk and honey. An 11-day journey took them 40 days and 40 nights. Why? Because somebody's compass is off, and you got folks in the background bickering, the kids hollering, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know, all these cows and goats running around, everybody not on one accord. There were too many folks. That's why things got out of line. If you just keep your folks, if it had just been Moses, he'd have walked on through and said, hey, here I am. Here's the land of milk and honey. They all got old people died off. They had to kill a couple of folks. It's just a bunch of mess because you got too many folks involved in the dream. Martin Luther King didn't say, we have a dream. He said, I. As in singular. And then he spread it, and those people who wanted to catch on caught on.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to hush sometimes. I learned that in 2013. Honey. You can't tell everybody your dreams and vision. That's when you run into them high rises being built up, the park that you sit over there, you know, the story people tell. You know, I graduated from Reunion Arena. Now, that's building some land.
Mm-hmm.
Your map will get off course. They give you a map when you run the marathon. And you run, you stop right there, and you're looking up at this big tall building, you're like, am I supposed to run right through it? Or, you know, the whole dynamic of your race is off. You got to mute that. Hush. That's just my philosophy.
Okay. Mr. Courtney, is there anything you want to add to this absolutely dynamic?
Basically, what I want to just add is that basically what I want to add is that to keep our fire burning on our things that we declare or that we set goals for 2014, be real with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be real with ourselves. First of all, set, are they too big?
Right.
Are they really attainable in a year? You're sitting for a year. Can you obtain that goal in a year?
Right.
And we have to be, we can't think never-ending story, fantasy. We have to think.
Right.
In the now.
That's why I said I'm a supermodel.
We have to understand these things. Certain time frames have left. So let's be real with ourselves.
Okay, so I'm actually too old to be a rapper?
Yes.
Oh.
they rap and Granny played out years ago.
Every nature. You might think that you're good at something, but you're really not. So you might need a change of heart.
Okay.
You might need a change of pace. You know, maybe every you have yes people around you saying, oh, that's you're good, that's your calling, but it's not your calling. You know, we need to, you know, has it been
so
working?
Let me ask you this. Stop talking about that. We say we want our shows to be thought-provoking, so this provoked the thought in me.
Mm-hmm.
So are there goals that people set for themselves that that they have waited too long to try to accomplish them?
Yes.
In certain things, for example, if you have a person who is beautiful, tall, gorgeous, and you're, I said tall, and you are 60 years old, you will never be a runway model. The reason being, those girls are from the ages of 14 to 25. In the modeling world, when you're 25, you're on the downslope.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be realistic in what you said. You can't say, you know what, this year, at the end of 2013, I ate 12 boxes of baby cakes a day. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make that, shrink that down to 10, and I'm going to lose 10 pounds a week. How is that realistic? Not even way too long, just realistic.
I know, but I really
two
want
words,
to know
American
long.
Idol. Mm-hmm. There you have it. How did you feel that? I'm going to be the next American Idol and sound
the
a hot mess. Because somebody lied to them
exactly.
Saying, oh, my God, you sound so good, Heather. And she just doesn't sound like a goat dying. It's a gentleman now on Facebook with followers. Sounds a horrid mess. And people are giving him encouraging words. Bravo, bravissimo. Oh, it's the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. And it sounds like a bad wreck. You know, it's like a bad accident. You know how when you see a wreck, it's something horrible, but you can't take your eyes off of it? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And these, that's what I'm saying. And people, that's when your fire burns out.
Mm-hmm.
Because your goals, and everybody can say, well, you know, I know, you know, your listeners will say, but all things
are possible
in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is that. But also, Jesus Christ himself is also a realist, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to, some of the goals that we have will embarrass us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If we try to undertake them.
So if I wanted to dance on a stripper pole,
God will not allow that because he's not going to embarrass his people. Now,
yeah.
once we get down to realistic goals, then we can put timetables on the goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want my degree by the end of this year, but you've never had school. That's almost impossible. That's almost impossible to have a 4-year degree within a year.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go online, quit your job,
mm-hmm.
and go 24 hours. That's all you could do, and just write. And then, even then, they don't let you advance that high. So you might be able to do a 4-year in 3, maybe 2 years, maybe 2.5,
mm-hmm.
but not 1 year. So things like that, you know, let's get that, you know, plan that over time, but a year goal,
set realistic expectations.
Set realistic expectations. You already
God
know.
God give you common sense. I mean, he wouldn't have placed common sense on this earth once we use it.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense will tell you.
Mm-mm. So
come on, baby.
If I'm listening to everyone, we're saying that nurturing part that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
nurturing that excitement within us, mm-hmm. nurture what's realistic.
Hmm. Yeah. I think I see what you're saying. If the man is 100 years old and he plans on marrying this girl, the young lady is 22 years old, that could put out his fire.
Well, it could.
It depends on how much money he has.
Yes, it depends on if he. Now, there are some young ladies that
build his fire.
Yeah, could build his fire if
that checkbook looks right.
Is that ATM machine?
Okay.
That's just like the old man. That old man, he was like 70 or 80. He was like almost 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in the gym up there the other day and asked the guy, which show me a machine that I can start using that I can catch the interest of some of these young honeys around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, one of the workout machines.
Yes.
Ah!
And the guy says, well, none of them in here. But see that machine right down there on that corner?
It's an ATM.
It's an ATM machine. You've got a car to I can be swiped over there every day for a certain amount of money. You can have any of these babes you want.
No, but you do have to set realistic expectations. We can't, you know, we are in the flesh. We are in it. And like I agree with what Courtney said when he said all things are possible through Christ Jesus. But when it says all things, we have realistic views. God is supernatural and he's magical. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true. But he's not going to set us up for failure. We're living in the flesh. We're on this earth. The earth is made of flesh all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he tell you, if you've never been able to sing, you only got one vocal cord, and he tell you, why would you go audition for American Idol if you know you're going to get booed? Why would he put you up there and embarrass you like
that? See, that's not part of your purpose.
Why would you say you want to be a runway model with a wooden leg? Things like that just don't go together.
Because
you ain't going to be able to strut with that hop. I mean, it's not going to look cute.
And then not only that, it doesn't make
sin. It's not part of.
It's not nothing that's not just sin.
It's not part of
not
what God has called you to do.
Right. It's not. It's nothing that's going to. It's nothing that's going to increase the kingdom of God. But most of the things that people set out and say that they're, this is what I want to do. This is my dream. It's always been my dream to, you know, pose for Playboy. Ma'am, you have eight chins. That's not going to go. And you think God's going to make that happen? Do you think God's going to make that happen? They don't have the extra chin addition. So do you think God's going to make that happen? Is it going to further his kingdom? Is it going to do anything? No. When you walk in there, Hugh Hefner and all the rest of the bunny is going to hop you right on out the door. Man, what you going to do pictures for us? I don't know. What is this? Is this a pig or what? Is this a costume or? What's going on with this?
Yeah, exactly.
And
he
just said, yeah.
And you know, like a lot of your listeners, you know, they're not in. They might not be in the Lord. They might not be in a Christian. So you can give them this. Your goal, does it benefit any world thing? Does it benefit?
Does it cure hunger?
Does it benefit
cancer?
Your community? Does it benefit, see, those?
Does it bring a positive growth in anywhere?
Not just
if it doesn't, and if it doesn't, you know, like she said, like being a, you know, you try so hard to be the first supermodel with a pig leg in your 90s. What does that do? What does that do? What does it do?
Yeah.
You know,
it'll get you that 15 minutes on the news.
And then
90-year-old woman becomes, in today's news, 90-year-old Auntie is auditioning to be the next Victoria's Secret. Because
I'm
going to
tell you what's going to happen.
She fell off the stage in her wooden leg. Shout out to the audience.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You might have some people saying, oh, good. But then you're going to have the majority of America
saying, why would they let her do that?
Exactly. So you're telling me that you... that when people make these decisions, these resolutions or things like that, and the fire is in them, that you would do something to cause you shame?
Yeah. You know, we've got about 11 minutes.
So what about William Hung that was on American Idol? I think I heard that he became a celebrity.
No, see there, you get him mistaken. 15 minutes of fame.
He's well known now.
Because everybody knows him from that. She bang, she bang. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves. He got that 15 minutes of fame. Ask anybody who was not active in TV at that era, who was younger or who was even older. You see,
who is he?
Thank you. A little Asian man about as big as a cell phone. And
yeah,
he made a little song, she bang, she bang. Oh, baby, and sung out of tune and just flat. Well, they took it and made it fun. Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Exhibit B, the little black man with the little raggedy teeth. Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. You look like a fool with your pants on the ground. Everybody knows that song. Not everybody, but the majority of people know that song. Did he make any money off of it?
No.
Did it start a pull up your pants, campaign?
Not really.
No, it didn't. Everybody just sit around and laugh and giggle. You remember that black man who was bouncing around like a fool in your pants on the ground? That's it. It becomes topic of conversation or a little funny little thing to talk about amongst friends or family when you're sitting around just joking.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get no money from that.
Yeah.
American Idol did by exploiting him, putting him over there constantly in the outtakes of American Idol's funniest moments. And they making money off of that. That man ain't made no money. It didn't cost anything. People still wearing their pants down, aren't they?
That's true, yeah.
I see more behind eyes now than I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
That's all you see. Right. They got signs in the store. Pull them up. But instead, do they have that song playing out there at the front of the store? Pants on the ground? Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. No, nobody's going to play that at the store. It's not going to be a hit on the radio. It's not going to get a radio play. What is it going to do? It didn't increase his pockets. It didn't increase anything else. It didn't move anybody to do anything. You know what?
It made him embarrass him. And
sure
the thing is, they people, what they do is
make parodies off of.
No, they know they're just doing it for embarrassment, but they go a long way acting like it doesn't affect it, and it does affect it.
But then
okay.
Sweet Brown got a new mom out of her video.
But all she did was she was talking on the thing.
They made a
and
song
they made
out
a song
of
out of her. All she did was say what happened. Well, she didn't have no shoes on or nothing, Jesus. Because she was running out of the house.
Yeah.
But she got a benefit from it. But
yeah,
it wasn't because
really good
of her.
She didn't get out there. That
what
was
happened
her,
was, let me tell you what happened. Her point in going out there was not to make a fool of herself. Let me tell you how God works. For those out there who don't know him, let me explain. She got on TV explaining why she was running out of her house without no shoes on or nothing, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
To get a cold pop or whatever, somehow. She ran out. She was simply expressing herself.
Mm-hmm.
America, people within America took that woman's view and made fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
They made songs out of it. Everybody used, anybody got time for that? They're using comic themes.
Mm-hmm.
They made fun of her. She wasn't doing that to put herself out there. She was being herself.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you how God works. He took that. Let a couple of celebrities see it. Now she's in Tyler Perry play.
Mm-hmm.
She's in this. See, because she wasn't out there to be no fool. She was made a fool of by
mm-hmm.
other people. And God magnified it anyway and blessed that woman. Got a new house, got all this kind of stuff. Because she wasn't out there fan. But if my sole purpose, she would have went to American Idol with a song talking about it. Anybody got time for that? Hey, anybody got time for that? She's still been just like that fans on the ground, man.
Okay.
And William Hunt.
Okay.
ATC. At the crib.
Okay, you guys. Listen, we've got about 7 minutes. And I have truly enjoyed listening to your views. As we said, Let's Talk Truth is going to explore possibilities. And we have explored several possibilities here tonight in talking about keeping the fire burning through 2014. So in essence, what it boils down to, it's good that you had a fire in your belly burning at the end of 2013 and you set all these goals and you have aspirations and you have declarations and resolutions, all of these things that you've done or put forth to say you're going to do for in the year of 2014. So with that said, know one thing, people, whatever it is that's burning in you, make sure that you nurture it only if it is purposed by God for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be on point. In 2014, God ain't taking no prisoners. You are going to have to come with it. Whatever it is that's burning in you, make sure that it's going to be set for the kingdom's sake.
And do a flame ain't going to help it.
Yeah, do a flame ain't going to help it. So everything that you're nurturing, if it's a relationship, any relationship, whether it's husband, wife, boyfriend, sibling, aunt, uncle, any relationship that you're nurturing, make sure that you're nurturing it for the right reasons and the right purpose, because it's not about you. It's not about me. We're not put here to worry about us. We are in the hands of someone else, and it's all for building the kingdom's sake. So we have to understand that. We have to live with it. We have to be blessed by it. I thank everyone. Now, on the end of my show on for 2013, I thank a number of people for being on my show. And I owe Shannon an apology because she didn't seem to think that I called her name. Now, I am one to always apologize because I believe it says that I am supposed to follow peace with all men. And Shannon is a very faithful part of this broadcast. Not only does she come in at times, and she's guest on my show because she has a plethora of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So she helps us out in many different ways. Mm-hmm. She will even get in and stop that green room or put everything in there. Sometimes she brings
food in.
And give it. So she does a lot of things.
Mm.
So I never want her to feel as if she doesn't matter on my staff, because she is absolutely awesome in everything that she does.
And I heard through the grapevine that Shannon may have been involved with another segment of your show, The Real Let's Talk Truth. Is anything to that?
Well, let me say this.
No,
there's not any truth in that, because this is the only truth.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk truth.
Yeah.
The buck stops here. Excuse me. The truth stops here.
Uh-huh.
But we do have something in the makings, and I'm not sure. I can't
disclose everything
right now. But
my contract is still not.
We're trying to negotiate her contract, with her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
But Shannon is very, very knowledgeable.
She's bang.
If I didn't say Courtney has always been right on time. He's from the airport picking up people, fixing things in the green room. He's our sound man. He's our everything man. So I thank him for being there. And Dijon, bless his heart, he goes and he comes and he does different things. But when we need him, he's always here. So I just thank God for everybody. And we've got 3 minutes left, and we're talking about keeping the fire burning through 2014. Now, Louise, you sat in here the whole night. You didn't say anything. You got like 2 minutes. Tell us something.
Okay. I agree with pretty much what everybody say. You know, you just have to, you know, have some goals, make sure that they're realistic, not something that's way out there that you know you can't accomplish anyway, because sometimes you can just be so far out there, gotta be sitting there, you'll be laughing. Where did this person come from? Trying to make me look crazy. So you got to have everything realistic.
Mhm. All right then, Louise. That's awesome. But and we're down to like 2 minutes. Anybody else got anything just fiery you want to add? That just heart wrenching.
Keep the fire going for 2014. Surround yourself with people that are positive.
Positive people
that will push you. That will keep putting wood in your wood stove.
Yes.
Oh.
Plus, praying for something happens. If all my big girls are telling me anything about the chins, I'm a plus 5 girl, 200. But just know your place. Make sure your shirt is long. Amen. And moving on.
Okay. Anybody else want something to say? Dijon, you want to say something in closing? All right. He's worked really hard today. Mr. Motivator, you want to say something? You got 2 seconds.
Oh, I got some free posters for everyone. One of my favorite celebrities, the Junior Sample, and I'm going to pass mine on y'all next. You like?
I've heard that name, Junior Sample. He's on Hee-Haw.
Yeah.
I very seldom. You see this younger generation like you.
I just want a string bean also.
Okay. Well, we thank everybody. We're down to just a few seconds tonight. Keep the fire burning. Whatever fire you have in your belly, keep it burning. And I would like to say, if you want to write me, do it on Let's Talk Truth, 333@yahoo.com. Send me your thoughts, your love.
Comments, questions,
anything. We're here to do it, and I promise you, you'll hear from us personally.
Compliments. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and if it's nothing else, and we're all in agreement that we're all going to keep that fire burning through 2014, and if it's burning and it's the wrong kind of fire, we're going to put the right wood in the stove so that we can make it burn. Okay, so this is Lois Bullock. This is Let's Talk Truth, and what are we doing, folks? Loving you with the heart of God. Okay.
Good night, Lois. Yeah. Let me think about your baby.